Hi, Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 199 on May 15th, 2018. Changing this world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, please do consider becoming a patron of mine so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider or click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. Remember, there is a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys, which can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure Products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com/rubyrider and be sure to use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's RYDER. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. Okay, podcast number 199. Holy crap, I've been doing this for a while, haven't I? So here's what I decided to do for this podcast. A little while ago, I was in the dumps. I was down in the emotional dumps. That was the podcast that I refused to give a number to. It was an unpodcast that I posted up and just said, hey, I'm feeling rather down. I'm feeling melancholy and a bit depressed, and you're not going to get a podcast, but if you would all be so kind as to write me and tell me if I have done something to improve your life or change your life. And you guys came through in spades. Oh my goodness. So what I'm going to do is read every single one of those that I can find, because they came in from so many different channels. Goodness, Facebook and FetLife and emails and even Reddit. So yeah, I think I have them all. If I have missed yours, please excuse me and I'll read it again if I find it later. But I'm just going to read them all, because it's not about you guys writing in and telling me how wonderful I am. That's not why I want to read this. Here's why I want to read everything you wrote. It's because the reason I do this is because it changes lives. It improves lives. It brings more pleasure to people's relationships. It opens them up. It does so many things. And that's my mission. That's why I'm here. And that pulls me out of any depression I might have sooner than anything. But the reason I wanted to preface everything with this is because all of these letters I'm going to read you do talk about, you know, I'm sorry to hear you're down, but blah, blah, blah. So that's why. It's because I was going through a period of just being pretty sad that I didn't have an enduring and constant and even present consistent relationship. So there you have it. I'm just going to read all these, and unless somebody asks a question, I'm not even going to comment, and I'm going to let you enjoy all of them, because I certainly did. I might have to take some breaks while I'm recording so I don't cry, or maybe I take breaks when I do cry, because they're really touching. So thank you all who wrote in, and let me get to these amazing letters. This one is titled, All Hail Ruby Ryder, Patron Saint of Pegging, Butt Stuff Enthusiast, and All Round Nice Lady. Hi, Ruby. I just listened to your podcast update. I'm so sorry that you're feeling so out of sorts, and I hope you got that massage. I'm writing to tell you how awesome you are and what a huge impact you've had on my sexual well-being. I'm super, super into pegging, but for a long time I was really put off by it because my only exposure to it had been porn. When I thought about it, it was hot as fuck, but when I saw it in action, my response ranged from mild confusion to, oh my god, it's as big as her arm, to outright horror. Your blogs, especially Pegging 101, were absolutely instrumental in getting me started out. Without it, I think I would probably never have tried it. Now it's such an integral part of my sex life that I couldn't imagine not regularly pegging my partner. Pegging adds a dimension to our relationship that is incredibly intimate. I feel close to him when we're pegging. I feel like he's free to be at his most vulnerable when we peg. It's incredibly special. I'm active on Reddit, and whenever the subject of pegging comes up, I always refer users to your blogs and podcasts because they are so accessible and inclusive. Ruby, you go out of your way to reach out to everyone, and that is much, much harder than it sounds. You once included one of my writings on your podcast, and I followed your recommendation for a Wet for Her toy the same day. So smooth and non-veiny. As an update on that, I also now have an 8-inch lilac dildo named Lilith, and when I strap up, I dance around my boyfriend singing, "Her name is Lilith, and she is beautiful." Ruby, you are an expert. You're inclusive, hardworking, driven, articulate, tirelessly patient, and endlessly kind. You're funny, you've got an infectious laugh, you're smart, you're beautiful, and you've done so, so much for women like me. So, take a week off, get that massage, and take care of yourself. We need you. Sincerely, Cherries. Ruby, as Bill Clinton said, I feel your pain. I am single, and sometimes the loneliness gets to me as well. As you mentioned, one can rationalize, but that doesn't do anything to help. I can hear and read that you have high standards. So do I, and that makes it even tougher. Words can't express how grateful I am to all you do with kindness, compassion, intelligence, and that incredibly soothing, sexy voice. I know there are many more who share these thoughts. I had hoped to call your hotline and leave you a voicemail like I had some time ago. For some reason, I couldn't find the number. Thank you once again for all you do. Much love, Ruby. Hey, Ruby. I listened to the short podcast you put out yesterday where you said that you were feeling down and asked for messages from your listeners, so I decided to write the mail I thought about reading weeks ago. I've been listening to your podcast for a long time, and I've long caught up on your back catalog, and although I've only gotten to peg one guy twice, the things I had learned from you helped me a lot with it, and I really, really enjoyed it. Oh, the power. Anyways, the thing that made me want to write you and thank you some weeks ago was the podcast you put out in reaction to the Me Too movement. I absolutely recognized your descriptions of those precarious dating situations where things are happening that are not actual abuse yet, but still feel wrong, where pulling out of the date might actually escalate the situation because many men have a hard time dealing with rejection. And yet going on with the date as planned isn't an option either. So you put on a smiley face and try to keep things inoffensive and noncommittal and get out of it as soon as you can. I so know how that feels. And you putting this message and story out to your, I imagine, mostly male audience felt important and right. So thank you. Also, you have a great voice, and your podcast is concise and not a rambling mess like so many others. So take good care of yourself. Take all the time you need. Watch the horses. Blink at the sun. Just do whatever you want. I'll certainly listen to you again when you're back. Hugs and chocolate. Olivia. Hi, Ruby. I listened to your mini-podcast a few hours ago at work. Geez, busy day. I'm sure it's the stars' alignment. Anyway, I want to start with sending you a huge cyber hug and a big kiss. I hear you. There's times I just know I crave passionately to be by myself, and suddenly I'm desperate ready again for all the sweet inconveniences of a relationship. It just happens. Call me crazy, but I'm a true believer of the law of attraction. I'm not going to say more, but if you know about it and or it resonates with you, give it a try. And as per your request, the way you changed my life. You gained my respect because of the way you speak. You are educated and intelligent, and at the same time you are able to transfer your enthusiasm and passion through your work. I admire that, especially in a woman. I'm not bi nor lesbian, that I know of, yet I find you so sexy and sensual. I enjoy the way you read anything, from letters, articles, all the way to erotic stories. I feel aroused and motivated. I want to try new things. I don't feel cheap thinking about letting my desires run wild, thanks to you, and for that I will be greatly thankful. I hope you feel better soon. My very best regards, Erica. I have been away for a couple of weeks, and since coming back, couldn't help but notice your appeal in your Not podcast. I presume you are now okay, since I have seen a subsequent podcast, which I haven't listened to yet. However, I still wanted to write to you and say thank you for your website and all you are doing. I reach out to you across the pond with hugs and love and hope you are feeling better. I don't know all the answers, nor am I going to attempt to prescribe any, except to say that a very wise man once told me that I would find someone when I least expected it. So very true. I found my present partner when I was not looking. The only downside is she is not into pegging, which is why I am here. But in terms of everything else, she ticks all the boxes and is everything I could wish for. Where am I going with this? Just to say that I do believe there is someone out there for everybody. Sometimes it takes a while. Certainly did for me, but sure enough, being an eternal optimist, I believe you will definitely find the man you deserve, and he will be everything you want and more. You said you wanted to know stories about how your work has helped others? Well, my story spans over 30 years, and I won't bore you with too many details, except to say that when I was a young man, I was dated by a much older woman, some 30 years older than me, who introduced me to life-changing, mind-altering sex. From a young vanilla man, she knew exactly how to switch me on, and by her skilled use of orgasm denial, I was turned into her young, lusting, fuck-hungry slut, and she was very approving and seemed to get almost high on what she had turned me into. Often when we had sex, just as I was about to come, she would stick her finger inside me to intensify my orgasm. What I didn't know, however, was a seed had been sown. Fast forward to a few years ago, I watched an episode of Weeds where the girl pulls out a strap-on and starts to lube it up, ready for her startled and unsuspecting boyfriend. From then on, I was hooked. I wanted to know what this was and eventually came to your website. Your website is so amazing, with powerful and excellent knowledge. While still being in a vanilla relationship, I have talked to a number of women online who are into pegging and learned so much from them, but I still attribute much of what I know thanks to your website, as it has completely pushed my boundaries massively, so that now not only do I seek a strong woman who is looking to peg me, but also the prospect of being put into chastity and feminizing my male energy is now high on my list of considerations. Your website helps me because I know I am not alone in expressing my needs, and stories of amazing people who are taking up pegging as part of their sexual repertoire is something I will always be grateful for. Thank you once again. Yours truly, Peter. Ruby, thanks for the opportunity to help you along through your melancholy. I am no stranger to such spells myself. More importantly, I too have been fortunate enough to persevere through my dark hours without major interventions. Among other things, I was beginning a transformation of the sexual nature when I first found Pegging 101 and Pegging Paradise. I had been scanning the web with self-prostate play in mind, and your sites kept popping up in my searches. I wasn't interested then in podcasts or pegging. It was, quote, too weird, end quote, then to even consider. So I first exhausted all other resources with little substantive knowledge gained. Previously, I had owned an Ineros for a few years, but rarely used it. I was mostly unimpressed. That was about the extent of my anal play, other than an occasional unsafe toy insertion or a poorly lubed finger. All too little effect. But after years of bringing my wife to multiple mind-blowing orgasms, I was seeking more from my body. I had heard of the mystical P-spot orgasm and committed to finding it. By process of elimination, I determined that most of all the information about anal play on the web is full of crap. Eventually, I started digging into your blogs for nuggets of information. Then finally, I thought I would give the podcast a try. I started cherry-picking episodes based on words of interest in the show notes. I didn't need to hear more than 4 or 5 episodes before I realized that this is where the trove of knowledge I sought lied. I soon armed myself with some earbuds, and starting at episode 1, began plowing through the podcast archives all day, at work, whenever I could. I quickly fell in love with your podcast, as it contains all the knowledge a newbie needs to get their fix, and do it safely. Yes, I experienced a bit of frenzy at first, once I became aware of these new pleasures from my body. But your sage advice about fulfilling one's due diligence to one's partner before requesting ass favors served to temper my desire and put me on a track to success. I found the dulcet tones of your voice soothing, comforting, and easy to listen to. Your enlightened perspectives, engaging stories, and the level of acceptance you offered allowed space for the changes that were about to take place as I began to embrace my truths, one at a time. You never seemed to pressure or persuade me to take a point of view. Rather, you sought to erase the constricting boundaries of society. By this, along with your advice, wisdom, and encouragement, I was simply given the room to grow into myself while being released from the societal attitudes that kept me from being my whole self. I have progressed so far from where I started, and thanks to you, have a clear sight of my way forward. I hesitate to say I have a destination, as that would imply I know everything I want to achieve. The podcast is my lighthouse through the fog of my journey. The shame, the doubt, the guilty pleasure, the misconceptions have all been assuaged by the work you do, and to be sure, I remain a work in progress. To me, one of the greatest things about you is that you present yourself as an equal to your listeners, not aloof or professional in the least. You make yourself vulnerable to us, and your compassion is obvious. As an avid listener, this enables me to relax, to reflect, to open up. I feel deeply that without fear of reproach, I can show all of my facets in the spaces you have created for your fans. So, perhaps strangely, yet truthfully, I can say that you have bridged a gap that most who meet me in the flesh will never cross. I can call you friend, at least in an honorary sense, as it is unlikely our paths will ever cross. In my view, the deepest friendships require direct and reciprocal interaction without the veils of electronic communications. The point is, you qualify for one of those inner circle slots, even if it will never be validated. And that is a testament to the power of your quest, the veracity of your words, your ability to distill rational principles from the complex, emotionally charged realm of ass play. The power of my gratitude for what you do mirrors the pleasures I now know from areas of my body that previously invoked only the likes of doubt, shame, and uncertainty. Armed with my new knowledge of ass play, these body areas now rock me to my cellular core with the most amazing waves of euphoria I can imagine. And for me, It is about much more than the body play. The mind opening, emotion tapping, soul cleansing nature of my journey thus far into the world of pegging and prostates speaks volumes about the greater rewards of pegging. The vulnerable nature of ass play also necessitates excellent communication with my partner. Quite simply, my new desires drive me to be a better person holistically. All of these benefits to my life are your unknown gift to me by your dedicated and diligent efforts to break all the barriers around ass play with just your words. Your power and wisdom is the stuff of legend in my book. You rock. With love, Booty Scooper. Hey, Ruby. Everyone has a downer at some time. You just take as long as you like and don't stress yourself thinking, I've got to do the next podcast or any such thing. Just remember, you owe nothing to no one. Everything you do should be because you want to do it, not because others want you to do it. Your podcast have brought me to learn about my ass. I'm still learning. But while I await your podcasts, I know that you don't have to do them, and if they're late or don't come, that's life. As for the partner problem, don't worry, he will come, and most probably from a direction that you would have never even considered possible, but he will turn up. Thanks for all you've done for all us men out there who have listened to and read your pages. You're a wonderful lady and deserve that what you wish for. Regards, Stephen. Dear Ruby, in your podcast that is not Podcast 196, you asked for your loyal listeners to tell you how you have helped us. I'm happy to tell you. I'm this lonely guy in the Midwest. I have this deviant desire, but I'm not outwardly freakish and everyone thinks I'm normal because I don't dress funny and don't have metal jutting out of my earlobes or nose or jaw, and I don't have any tattoos. But I know better. My hidden desires would scare some and invite ridicule from others. Then I learn of this woman in California, the land of the nuts and flakes, who looks like someone who'd be a schoolteacher and go to church every Sunday and bake cookies in the winter. But down inside, she's a deviant, like me. It gives me hope. The ones who wear their freak on their sleeve tend to turn me off. It's almost as if they defy the status quo as an act of rebellion. They're different for its own sake. But me? Well, I didn't ask for this. I didn't wake up one day and decide that I hunger for a woman to bend me over and take my ass as a show of trust and as an acknowledgement of her power, just to annoy the mundane people around me. My hunger is real and deep. Finding someone who not only understands but appreciates my appetite has been an unfruitful quest. Sometimes I want to give up. Then I hear your voice. I picture you in your kitchen, a lapel microphone draped around your neck, baking cookies as you wear a harness with an 8-inch strap on, recording the latest edition of your dispatches from the sexual fringes, and I think, my Ruby is out there. She has to be. I'll find her. When I do, we will smile at each other, embrace, and love each other the way we should, the way we always should have. And curse the fates for keeping us apart for so long, even as we thank those same fates for finally bringing us together. It could happen, because there's you. If there's a Ruby in California, then there's got to be a Ruby in Ohio or Indiana or Michigan or wherever. You give me hope. Thank you. Thank you for your courage to go public and be the face and voice behind a hunger we share but cannot openly reveal. Most sincerely, Jay from Ohio. Hi, Ruby. Just listened to your podcast and wanted to let you know how much you have helped me and my wife confront shame and gave me the courage to open up about who I am to my beloved. I have been an avid listener for a while now, and through your guidance, now have the confidence to open up communication, not just on intimacy issues, but throughout our marriage. I wish for you that you find a happiness and a partner in life. Love and big hugs, Charlie. Hey, Ruby. It's been a while since I last wrote to you, or even since I listened to one of your podcasts. I've been really busy with school and work, and must be behind by almost 30 podcasts at this point, so I apologize in advance if anything I ask you has already been addressed, but we can get to that later. First, I'm mainly writing to you in response to your update about your melancholy. I don't have nearly as much as life experience as you, and to tell you to simply keep your chin up would seem cliché. However, I will say that I love everything you do for the pegging community, and while I can't speak for everyone, I can say that you have made a positive impact on my life at least. You've shown me that I don't need to be ashamed of who I am just because of what gets me off. You've also shown me that I am far from the only person who loves butt stuff. I've already mentioned that I told my girlfriend about my desire to be pegged before I found your website, but after sharing some of your articles and podcast number 112, she's not only on board with me, but sometimes it seems like she's even more excited about trying it than I am. No matter what this world throws at you, just remember that you are loved and that you truly do have the power to make the world a better place, one ass at a time. Before I go, I have one quick question for you. I could be mistaken, but I feel like you mentioned in one of your podcasts that you were working on some sort of educational YouTube videos about pegging. Are you still working on those, or am I just making things up? I hope you start feeling better. It's been just about a year since I first ever wrote to you, and I know that there are plenty more people like me out there that need this website, and I would like to preemptively congratulate you for podcast number 200. Keep doing what you do best, and I look forward to the next 200. Sincerely, Anxiously Awaiting Anal. So to answer your question, Anxiously Awaiting Anal, quickly, yes, I have some videos planned. I do not think they're going to be YouTube videos because in the current climate of censoring everything, YouTube has been taking down all kinds of sex educators' work willy-nilly. No nudity, no nothing, just sex education stuff. So I am not going to post them on YouTube. I will be doing them. The first step in that was to start doing webinars and get used to the camera, and that is happening. The webinars are absolutely happening, and I do hope you'll sit in on one of these days. I would love to have you there. So thanks for the question, and thank you so much for the letter. Hey, Ruby. Sorry to hear you are feeling blue. I can completely understand being down. It is hard to move through this world and not get down. Me, I go for long walks and bake bread, not at the same time. I am sure you have gotten many emails talking about how you help couples move into sexual exploration. My wife and I were already there, but you have been a wonderful lifeline in another way. Men are allowed to brag about their sexual conquests, but not really talk about their sexual interests. Listening to you and your other fans gave me a forum where I can participate and feel like I belong, being a straight guy who likes my wife to fuck him in the ass. Your tagline is changing the world one ass at a time, but you are also a safe place for those who you have changed and the pervs who found you after they were deflowered. Take pride in that. Spring is coming. Breathe deep and find the germ of hope that will get you back on track. Best, Philip. Ruby, I cannot begin to tell you how much you have given to me. Because of your podcast, we have many new members to our pegging group. Both givers and receivers have joined us from listening to you. We have referred many newbies to your podcast to learn and grow. I cannot count the number of times we have said, Ruby said, in our house. Your teachings have helped make pegging much more accepted and mainstream. Many men, both straight and bisexual, are more likely to discuss pegging. As for your lack of a partner, if your values permit, call a friend with benefits and have a hot, wet night of fun. You will feel much better. We love you and want you to be happy and positive. John from Houston. Ruby, thank you for doing the podcasts. You have helped me in the past with questions and information, but most of all, you helped me to get through lots of days when I struggle with depression. I can turn on your podcast and forget about my problems in the world for a little bit. I didn't used to struggle with depression and anxiety until I had an accident on my job. I've had 2 major back surgeries before I was 30. The doctors have told me to expect more to come. As an outgoing person, to be less of who I originally was is a constant reminder of regret and pain. It's caused marriage problems and lots of mental struggles. Honestly, I've used sex as a way to cope and tune everything out. There are days where pegging is my only way to have sex because me thrusting is too painful. So thank you, and remember, even in those dark times, that you do and have helped many in their times of need. I'm thankful that even in this small way, I get a chance to show my appreciation and hopefully help you some. Fun time in Oklahoma. Ruby, I just got your update. I've been away from the podcast for a while, just started listening again at number 195 and the update episode. I've dealt with depression and anxiety in my late teens to early 20s and haven't had an issue with it for 12 or so years until recently. Although in my case the depression has recently lifted, I am well aware of what a lead blanket that can feel like. It can really zap energy and enthusiasm. Things like cooking, showering, going to the gym, and even going outside feel like a strange and terrible struggle. I know you have access to Google and other well-intentioned people that are capable of advice, but it's hard not to list the things that have helped me listed below in hopes that it could make your next few weeks a little better. Well, fuck it, a lot better. I hope you feel a lot better, and it's all because of me. Actually, here's 2 pills and a kiss on the forehead. You should start feeling better immediately. If you are in Phoenix for work, feel free to hit me up for some fancy fucking drinks. Best, Eric. P.S. I've never had a professional or a girlfriend peg me. Although it sounds incredibly sexy, a couple toys and a pegging podcast that makes me hard in the car is enough for now. Thanks for the podcast, Ruby. And here's his list. 2-minute meditation. Really, I just mean a minute or two of nose breathing, but calling it meditation makes it feel medicinal. 5-HTP, not to be combined with antidepressants. 20-minute walks. Watching the most ridiculous things I can find on YouTube. I put a mint plant outside my door so I can snap off a leaf on my way out for something fresh to smell. Nicotine gum. I'm not a smoker. This works. Finishing my shower with 10 seconds of cool or cold water. Being social. Hi, Ruby. Me and my wife just listened to your non-podcast update and your request for a note. Here is ours. For me, you have been a very helpful voice since I discovered your podcast a couple of years ago. I'm lucky enough to have a very open-minded and timidly kinky, beautiful wife, so the disclosure was not as difficult as many of the stories you shared on the podcast. But listening to those stories and your advice has been invaluable. It shows that we are not alone, we are not weird, and there is much fun to have. We also attended one of your webinars and enjoyed it very much up until after 3 a.m. here in the UK. Plus, a couple of days after that webinar, my wife made me very happy using a small dildo manually, so I can't thank you enough for the inspiration. We are on our way. For me, the best thing in life is my wife's beautiful smile, especially when she is being deliciously mean to me. We truly hope you find what you are looking for and you get to smile to someone like that. Get well and get back soon. David and Anna. Hi, Ruby. I'm about as ordinary as they come. Vanilla works for me. In fact, being happily married vanilla is wonderful. That is why I heard your ache for a partner. I'm not looking, this isn't a proposition, but I know the feeling. We want to be seen and to see others, to touch and be touched, both physically and emotionally. You talk about prostate stimulation, but it seems a small part of adult sexual pleasure and play. It isn't gay or straight or top or bottom, as you say, it just is. I think we burden our play by labeling it. Oh, so you want that? Yes, I want 1,000 things, but most of all, what I want is a partner who wants to learn me just as deeply as I know my partner. I think it is untrue to say, I'd be satisfied with my partner if only they did, because there is always the next thing you want that you don't have right now. Ruby, I want you to find a partner who is passionate about discovering what you like. I often wonder about couples that break up or have affairs. Didn't they pay attention? How can a stranger ever know all my secrets? They don't even know how to move me. So being the new partner is a long, slow climb to competence. I hope you feel better and find a mate that is for more than play. Thank you for your calm words of wisdom, Old Rob. Heard the update, Ruby. Absolutely no apologies needed. Your warmth, your work, and your kindness reach out across the world. Thank goodness it found me. You changed my life in a beautiful way. Much love, Barry. Dear patron saint of pegging, my dear Ruby, not only did you help me confess my secret desire to my wife, not only did you help me attain what I wanted from her by podcast number 112, you helped me to understand and let go of my shame or unneeded guilt for it. You opened me up to a world of brand new experiences. You are one of the contributing factors to my newfound intimacy with my wife. You, Ruby, a stranger way to reach a man's heart indeed I have never heard before, but you did it. You and your podcasts, your website, your work, all the way to North Carolina, where I am currently. To hear that you are down right now is heartbreaking. You are loved and valued, Ruby. You stand for the rights of others to enjoy and pursue happiness and fulfillment. You are a progressive visionary, and we are so lucky to have you in this world as a teacher in the truest sense of the word. Thank you so much for what you have done for us all. Brian. Hey Ruby, I just heard the QuickCast and wanted to let you know that you are special and mean a lot to many more people than you could possibly realize. Have an amazing weekend, Jeff. Sorry to hear you're feeling down. I enjoy your podcast, and thank you for your time and energy spreading the word about just how fun and pleasurable pegging can be. I especially appreciate how you patiently explain what it's all about to women and make a point of recommending only safe, high-quality products. I've been into pegging since the mid-1990s, but I'm perpetually a bit down myself lately, as my wife's brief use of SSRIs a few years ago killed off 99% of sexual sensation for her, and the damage seems to be permanent. We've tried testosterone cream, NuvaRing, Premarin, etc., with very little improvement. Haven't tried the pellet hormone therapy one of your guests recommended, as it's expensive and seems risky based on our research. So while my wife and I still engage in pegging, it's mostly to keep me sane, a way to be close that still works, an alternative to the tears and frustration of trying oral and PIV with her and getting zero response. We're only in our 40s, so living with this imbalance for another 30 or 40 years, or giving up on sex entirely, seem to be our only options. So no matter how depressed you get, please do not take SSRIs, even if there weren't adverse effects in the past. Stick to the safe pick-me-ups like chocolate, pizza, and of course, pegging. Hope you find a hot, willing, long-term partner soon. Bend over, husband. I, for one, am grateful to my ex that introduced me to pegging, as that basically planted the kinky seed that grew into whatever I am today. But I am oh so much more grateful to you, because when said ex brought it up, I had no clue what to do. So I took to the interwebs and did my research and found you. I have learned so much from you over the years. I tell people all the time you're my pegging guru, laugh out loud. In fact, we had a munch last Wednesday that talked about pegging for a bit, and though I could have ran the entire munch myself, I let other people talk and only spoke up towards the end to direct people to your website and to tell them not to approach women interested in pegging by looking at their dick first, so to speak, which you also talk about at length, so I know you get it. I hope your inboxes are flooded over the next few days from people telling you how awesome you are and how you've helped them. I also hope you feel better soon, but that you take all the time you need. We, your fearless fans, will be here whenever you're ready to return. Remember, it's okay not to be okay sometimes. And as ever, if you need an ear or a shoulder, you know how to find me. Kara. Okay, that is all the letters I have, and I can't tell you how much it meant to me to receive all of them. It was an amazing gift from all of you, truly, and I had to stop recording 5 different times because I got all teary-eyed because of the lovely things that you guys were all saying. It's very heartwarming, it's very encouraging, it's very supportive, so thank you again. And I want to finish this podcast by talking about a couple of things. One is that the webinars are still going great. And, you know, it's really interesting because the webinars seem to be a great thing for a lot of different circumstances. In other words, a guy just wrote me and said, you know, I'd love to explore this, but I'm just basically scared of it. So, you know, help me out here. And I think the cure for that situation is learn about it. Absolutely. Come and take a webinar and learn about it, because the more information you have, the more you can see that your fears are perhaps unfounded, and that will help you let go of them. Or the situation where a guy wants to do the pegging and the woman's not so sure and has all of these misconceptions. Take the webinar. That just happened, and I'm so excited because it was someone who would normally not be interested in all these things, quite conservative, and was so thankful for all of the information she learned in the webinar. So again and again, I keep saying, just come and take the webinar. This is why I made it so cheap and actually free if you need it to be. Again, all the givers are free and the receivers are asked for a donation of $15, but if that would keep you away, just shoot me an email. It's all you need to do is shoot me an email. You don't even need to give me a reason and just say, I'd really like to attend the webinar for free, please. Boom, you're done. You're in there. It's awesome. So I want to encourage you to take the webinar if you haven't. Even if you're already pegging, there may be some new things you can learn, or it might be just fun to sit in on one, because that's fine too. The more people who attend, the happier I am. I love teaching. I love interacting with you all as well. The next two webinars I have coming up are May 21st, which is a Monday night at 5:30. And of course, all the times I always mention are Pacific time. This is Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And the one after that is June 3rd at 4 p.m. And June 3rd is a Sunday. So my goal is to have these twice a month. If you are interested in attending a webinar and you live somewhere that requires a very specific time of the day or evening or day of the week, even if you live somewhere close to me and you need that, please feel free to request that. I am totally happy to do that. Literally, I love doing the webinars. It's just a couple hours out of my time, and it's really fun for me. So the webinars, yes, they are a big, big plus. And what was the last thing I wanted to tell you about? Oh, it's just some personal sharing. I am headed off to Boundless again. Now, I went to Boundless last year. It's a kinky retreat up in Northern California. And I have a lovely man who's going to attend with me. He's tall, not dark. He's strawberry blonde and handsome. So I am quite happy about that. And the kinky weekend thing is undoubtedly going to be even better than last time. I taught one class there last time. This guy, I'm going to be teaching two. And I can't wait to eat the yummy food and jump in the pool and sit in the hot tub and do all manner of kinky things. If any of you are interested in what Boundless is all about, you live up near Northern California, or would even consider traveling in to attend it, they, I believe, still have room for people to attend, and it would require camping or a trailer or an RV or something like that at this point, because there, I don't believe there are other accommodations left. I got one of the cabins because I'm special, as I'm a presenter. So, but I'm going to put that link in the Linkorama for you all. The dates that Boundless happens are from dinner Friday night, June 8th, until Monday morning breakfast, June 11th. That is the entire weekend. So I will be there, and the link will be in my Linkorama. And also, of course, the ever-present link to the webinar schedule, which can also be found on the right-hand side of my website, with that link that says webinars. Imagine that. I also put one on Pegging 101 for you guys that hang out over there, which is cool because that way you don't have to go to the kinky website to get your link. Even though the link actually takes you back to the kinky website. It's all an evil plot to make you all kinky. No, I'm kidding. So it was interesting reading all of those stories. You know, I'm going to go back around to that for just a little bit because clearly I'm feeling so much better now. I had a really lovely Mother's Day. I spent most of the day by myself because the kids were off doing things. And they came home, and this is my daughter and her boyfriend, and they brought my favorite kind of Thai food, and I had margaritas, and we all sat down and watched Thor Ragnarok. It was awesome. Such a funny movie. Such a feel-good movie. It was hysterical. Plus, lots of amazing male bodies. Oh, my God. So yes, I was a happy woman on Mother's Day. And also, my daughter presented me with this lovely gift of a neroli oil. For those of you who have never smelled neroli oil, neroli is the scent of orange blossoms. That's what that is. And it's the scent that I smell sometimes where I live, driving through the orange orchards when they're in bloom. It is a scent that unfailingly makes me feel good. It's amazing. So I'm so thrilled for the gift. I'm going to put it in my purse, and every time I need a pick-me-up, there it is. I hope the rest of you had an okay Mother's Day or a great one. For some of us, Mother's Day is a tough time, whether it's because we didn't have a good time as mothers, or we didn't have good mothers, or maybe we don't even talk to our mothers. So sometimes that holiday is a bit loaded. So wherever you fall on that spectrum, I hope you got through the day with a smile on your face, hanging out with people you love. And, you know, that's it for now. I'm going to end the podcast here. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum, and pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only that have no kink attached. My podcasts are available through a whole variety of podcast downloader apps. You can find a sampling of those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. And send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too wild, too wicked, or too weird. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Hey, you guys, the only calls I've been getting on 805-500-6544 are those robo-IRS threatening phone calls, okay? I got two of those. I got all excited. I saw that I got two phone calls, and I listened to them, and it was the robo-weird calls. People in the United States are familiar with getting those. I think everyone has gotten at least one or two. And they crack me up, because if you sit and listen to them for a little bit, the grammar is horrendous. Anyway, I would love to hear somebody's voice on my number at 805-500-6544. Even if you just want to call up and say, hey, Ruby, that would be cool. Thank you all for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.